Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. With me is Tahi St. Julian, and we have a very special program for you today. It's called English Ricotta Concertos. Now, this is a program dealing with early music, and the ricotta is an early music instrument. It was designed and probably first used in the Renaissance period, and in the Baroque period, it was really used quite a bit. In fact, Bach wrote two of his Brandenburg concertos using ricottas, number 2 and number 4. You hear it played more with ricottas now than you used to hear many years ago. We're going to be listening to one of the top ricotta players in the world today, and her name is Michaela Petri. She is born in Copenhagen, Denmark, and she is sought after as a soloist with many of the orchestras, including Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. She also has released 34 recordings of her playing the ricotta and toured extensively over 4 continents. Her debut as a soloist was in 1969, so she has been playing not that many years, as you may expect by the way she plays. Her playing is just totally unbelievable. And we're going to listen to 4 composers' works that they composed particularly for the ricotta: Richard Harvey, Sir Malcolm Arnold, and Gordon Jacob. And we begin with the composer Richard Harvey, English composer, who was born in 1953. And in 2009, he wrote a concerto called Concerto in Cantato. And Thais will give us the names of the 5 sections of that piece.
Beginning with Sorfeleggio, then Natura Morta, followed by Danza Spiriti, then Canzone Sacra, and finally, Incantessimi.
Thank you. Thank you.
ricotta virtuoso Michele Petri playing that concerto for ricotta and orchestra by English composer Richard Harvey, who was born in 1953. And our program today is called English Ricotta Concertos. All contemporary music, but played on the ricotta, which is an early instrument, played for pieces that were written specifically for the great ricotta player herself, Michele Petri. We turn now to the English composer, Sir Malcolm Arnold. And 1988, he wrote a concerto for Michele Petri, and it's just called the Concerto for Ricotta and Orchestra. By the way, Sir Malcolm Arnold lived between 1921 and 2006. And the City Chamber Orchestra of Hong Kong is the orchestra in these recordings featuring Michele Petri. And Thais will give us only three movements for this concerto.
Allegro, lento, and vivace.
Thank you.
and the expert playing by Michele Petri on this recorder there, a piece by Sir Malcolm Arnold, an English composer, the concerto for recorder and orchestra. And we can't understand how she can play so extremely well. She, as I mentioned before, is one of the top recorder players around today. She began playing the recorder at the age of three, and later in life she studied with Ferdinand Conrad from the Staatliche Hochschule für Musik, Theater in Hannover. Her mother also was a musician who studied at the Royal Danish Academy of Music, and her brother, David Petri, won the Danish Young Musician of the Year Award in 1978. He is a cellist, and both have recorded with Michaela and as the Petri Trio. We have one more piece today, actually part of a piece. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to play the whole suite for recorder and strings by Gordon Jacob, who, again, is an English composer. He was born in 1895 and died in 1984. This suite that he composed for recorder and strings was written in 1957. And we're going to listen to the first four movements, and Thais will give us the names of those movements.
Indeed, beginning with Prelude, then Adagio, ma poco con moto, then English Dance Allegro Molto, then Lament Adagio, and finally Burlesca alla rumba allegro e colsa.
Thank you. Thank you.
And ending there, not quite through the whole suite for recorded and strings by Gordon Jacob, we just heard the movement called the Burlesca a la Rumba. That was rumba music, and the tempo allegro giocoso. You can hear how fantastically well she plays the recorder. So not only does she play the verse, she's a very, very good overall musician. So again, Michaela Petri playing the recorder for us today. She does play, I think, after I talked with her when she was down here playing a concert, some years ago. She only plays the alto, the soprano, and the sopranino recorder. And on that last piece you heard on the Burlesca a la Rumba, she did play the sopranino recorder, which is about 6 or 7 inches long. It's similar to the piccolo, and it's very high in the range of that instrument. They do make a smaller recorder called the Gorklein Flöte, which means a really small flute, which I have one and I cannot play because I can't get my fingers close enough together to cover the holes.
We thank you for joining us for this music of English contemporary compositions for the Renaissance instrument, the recorder, performed by the Danish recorder virtuoso Michaela Petri. It's good to know that so much new music is being written for that old early instrument. Until next week, when we'll present another program of early music here on Continuum, stay well.